Although Christine de Rossetti was greatly admired at the time of her death in 1894, through much of the 20th century she didn't get much attention from academics. It's not that people didn't admire her work, it's just that academic criticism didn't have much use for her poetry. That's partly because it didn't have much use for Victorian poetry generally. In this, it really took its cue from modernist poets who wanted to put as much distance between themselves and Victorian poets as they could. So Rossetti suffered, I think, because of this lack of attention to Victorian poetry generally. And if being a Victorian poet wasn't a very good idea through much of the 20th century, being a Victorian woman poet was an even less good idea. There's no doubt that Christina was often overlooked because she was a woman writer. Now, in the last decades of the 20th century, this changed. One reason for that is just there is a recovery of interest in Victorian poetry. But the other is the influence of feminism on literary studies. Feminism with its project to recover, to promote women writers, writers who have been often overlooked. And Rossetti has gained enormously from that feminist influence, which is not to say she is an easy figure for feminist criticism. One of the things we find in Rossetti's work is the importance she places on renunciation. That sounds a bit too complicit with patriarchal notions of women's place, taking the lowest place, renouncing the world. It does seem to suggest that Rossetti idealizes passivity in women, idealizes submission, and she does, partly because she sees that in women as one way in which they are imitating Christ's own submission. Yet you can turn that round, you can say in another way, Rossetti really does give a very large importance to the possibility of women imitating Christ. In two of her major poems, Goblin Market, and also in a poem called The Prince's Progress, there are very good indications that women in this poem have a Christ-like role. And so, in that sense, for feminist criticism, Rossetti is a difficult figure, but certainly recently, I think, critics with a more religious interest have wanted to appreciate this other side of what can seem at times a rather disturbing, a rather remote notion of women in Rossetti's poetry. So in recent decades, Rossetti has emerged as a major poet. In a way, her appearance in the Oxford World's Classics series is a mark of that status. And almost everyone, I think, who studies English literature in a university these days will read Christina Rossetti, which wasn't the case 20 or 30 years ago. But I think she's also a poet for the general reader. And in a way, the general reader is quite likely to know some of her poetry already, quite likely to know My Heart is Like a Singing Bird, a poem called A Birthday, quite likely to know the poem called Remember Me When I Am Gone Away, and almost certainly around Christmas time is likely to be singing her words In the Bleak Midwinter. She's not only a poet for the reader to get to know, but also a poet whom the general reader already does know.